Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from beautiful Hawaii, the home of Iolani Palace, Waimea Bay, and the road to Hana on Maui. Hello there, it's Michael T. Today on the British TV Watchlist, we look at one of the premier police procedural shows on TV and one of the longest running, Silent Witness. The show is a monster for the BBC in the UK and for BritBox and other streaming services. It's been a hit with audiences for nearly 30 years. What makes it so successful? We'll look at several reasons today on the British TV Watchlist. Before we get into it, I do have a confession. I've not watched Silent Witness from the beginning, Season 1, Episode 1. I tried and I could not get into it. The show in its early years feels old and slow, now almost 30 years since it debuted. So I skipped ahead to Season 8, when Emilia Fox joined the cast. This is actually a strategy I use often if I'm starting a show that's new to me but has been around for a long time. I don't have anything against Amanda Burton. She was the lead actor for Silent Witness from day one, and she won a bunch of awards for her portrayal of Sam Ryan. Blame older production practices as well as writing and acting that didn't hold up, for me anyway. Burton has said that when she left the show, that it was time to move on. It had been 8 years for her, and there may have been some creative tension on the set as well. Silent Witness made some behind-the-scenes changes to keep the show fresh and help it move forward further into the 21st century. It wasn't just adding Emilia Fox in 2004. The show's producers and writers also changed in and around that time and helped Silent Witness progress and improve. For me, the addition of Fox allowed the show to soften up and allow for a more emotional tone to weave through the show. Prior to that, and up through Season 8, some of the acting felt old school and forced. For me, William Gaminara and Tom Ward offered that big voice, larger-than-life screen presence reminiscent of male lead characters of the 60s and 70s. Strong jawlines and over-the-top performances. Emilia Fox, as Nikki Alexander, immediately lightened every scene. She became the star of the show and the focal point for viewers, even though she wasn't the head of the Lyle Center. And they were able to add a tinge more female perspective and perhaps gain a wider audience. Nikki is a very likable character. She often befriends victims or survivors, something you wouldn't see in previous characters. 21 years later, and it proved to be a successful change. This, of course, leads to the next reason why Silent Witness is a winner. On-screen chemistry, especially between pathologist Nikki and forensic scientist Jack Hodgson, played by David Caves. But also between professional pals Jack and Clarissa Mullery, played by Liz Carr. Jack and Clarissa joined the team, more or less as a duo joined at the hip, though they're not a romantic couple. Nikki and Jack are always out together, working on a case. They make a great team. It makes you wonder about their relationship on a personal level. You know, if you've ever spent trying times at work with a coworker, you can't help but get emotionally close to that coworker. Nikki and Jack are, at times, in dangerous, even life-threatening situations. How close can they get? Some other moves that improve the chemistry on the show: William Gaminara exited as Leo Dalton and is replaced by Richard Lintern, who portrays Thomas Chamberlain, the new head of the Lyle Center. This new core cast just shines. There's more chemistry than a high school STEM curriculum. Truly, it's like any team. One or two critical changes to a team can change the overall behavior and success of the entire group. The excellent casting extends to the supporting cast as well. In addition to Liz Carr, I really enjoyed Alistair Michael as the very troubled Velvy. That conflict with his family weighed heavily and pulled Velvy in two opposite directions. Richard Durden played Jack's dad, Connor Hodgson. You could feel the love and tension between father and son. Overall, casting gets an A+ for the actors they've plugged into the show from top to bottom. It must be great for an actor to be able to say they appeared on Silent Witness. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watch List. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. Another reason why Silent Witness succeeds as a police procedural is its realism. The show works with an actual forensic pathologist, Dr. Stuart Hamilton, to get things just right. He advises the crew on injury descriptions, procedures, and real-life postmortem practices. And hats off to the cast, especially Amelia Fox, for studying the words and lines. They often have to rattle off complex words and phrases specific to the forensic world, and they do it with ease, as if they know what they're saying. The corpses inside the Lyle Center look mighty real. They're modeled after real cadavers. Props to the props department for creating incredible effects. And if you watch the show, you know they get up close on some of the body parts, so they have to look real. People today value things that are genuine and authentic, and they sure look like decaying bodies and missing limbs to me. As far as the set goes, you can almost smell the disinfectant air of the Lyle Center. Stainless steel everywhere. The lab is, of course, modeled after actual forensic labs in the UK. One of the things I really like about Silent Witness is the format of the show. On BritBox, where I watch, each episode is split into two 90-minute parts. This gives the producers and writers a lot of time to tell multiple stories and really get into complex situations. They can go deep, and they manage to hold the audience's attention throughout. They're essentially producing a movie-length feature with each episode, so they have a lot of time to play with. For example, in Season 26, Episodes 7 and 8, the investigation of the murder of a mayor intersects with a train hijacking and political unrest. Corruption, protests, and familial problems are all mixed in. Unfortunately, Season 26 didn't fare well with fans, if you judge the ratings on IMDb. But it does speak to the show's willingness to tackle difficult and complex plots and subplots. Most of the time, they hit home runs. Last, and certainly not least, the writing is top-notch. The scripts in British dramas are one of the things that put British TV way ahead of American TV dialogue. The writing feels more realistic. We don't get snarky comments that provide the kicker into the next scene. In Silent Witness, the dialogue feels like actual people talking. Many times in real life, people speak in phrases, not complete sentences. British TV doesn't force the words into or out of a character's speech. On American TV, it sometimes feels like the dialogue is there not to communicate between characters, but to advance the scene, and it feels awkward and stilted. British dramas tend to be more character-centered, which would logically put more emphasis on how a character behaves and speaks rather than the plot. American TV tends to be more superficial, more concerned about the appearance. British TV dramas get into the nuance and the deeper feelings a character might be experiencing, not only in the moment, but through the arc of that character's life. So as you can see, there are lots of reasons to like Silent Witness. And that's got to be why it's been on TV for almost 30 years. That's it for this episode. Please comment, review, like, and share. We love to hear your feedback. Shout out to our new listeners in Wichita, Kansas, Paris, France, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and cities around the world. We hope you're enjoying the British TV watch list. Until next time, Cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.